This is the local VK5 news segment, and from the South Coast Radio Club.
Hi, this is Nathan, VK5 OG, President of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. Don't forget, every Wednesday night at 8 p.m, we have our club net on our club's 2-meter repeater, VK5 RSV, on 146.675 with a negative 600 offset. And a subtone of 91.5 is required to access the repeater. And the South Coast Amateur Radio Club meet of a Thursday night at Hastings Street, Seaford, from 6:30 p.m. We hope to see you there. This is Nathan, VK5 OG, President of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Greetings, listeners. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's Northeast Radio Club news. The general meeting of the Northeast Radio Club last Friday night was well attended, considering it was a very hot night. A Graham, VK5GM, gave us a further update on the ongoing work at the VK5RHO repeater site. We were then given a lecture by Brian, VK5VI, on propagation in the VHF, UHF and SHF parts of the radio spectrum. Brian gave us a well-illustrated lecture and explained the equations involved in calculating how the propagation works at these frequencies. Many thanks, Brian, for this very informative lecture. Now, no doubt those of you who are on the F-Troop net on Friday will have noticed that once again it was me conducting the net, and I'll continue to do this until Tony, VK5FBIC, returns from his leave. Now, I think he's back next Friday, but I'm not 100% sure, so it would be a good idea if you come up next Friday at 5 p.m. on the Link Repeater Network and see if it's me or he doing the F-Troop net. Now, if you're hanging out for a good cup of coffee, get along to the Tea Tree Gully Library next Wednesday and indulge in some caffeine and conversation. You'll find lots of like-minded people there to be having a good talk to. And once again, I remind you about the email that Tony, VK5FBIC, sent out regarding the auction of the equipment from the estate of Colin, VK5XY. There's quite a good selection of used equipment on the list, and the list of the equipment is attached to the email, along with how you put in a bid to Steve, VK5SFA. And those bids need to be in by midnight on Wednesday, the 30th of March. Well, that's all we've got for this week. Stay cool and keep staying negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Last Friday week, club member Maxwell, VK5AC, gave us a very detailed look at the security measures that he has in place to protect his various accounts on the World Wide Web. It's amazing how easy it is for hackers to get into your account if they target you. To this end, he has been using an encrypted password manager for a number of years. There are a number of companies offering this service with varying degrees of safety guaranteed, and I am sure that a few of our members will be doing a lot of research on this subject in the very near future, me included. Thank you, Maxwell. At our next business meeting, we will be asking members for their input on what we need to incorporate into the design and layout of our new club trailer. Now that we have invested quite a decent sum of money into its purchase, we need to ensure that we get it into usable condition as soon as practicably possible, so that we can put it to good use for public relations, field days, etc. We would like to thank Andrew, VK5VKC, and Greg, VK5ZGY, for offering to coordinate our efforts in this regard. We will be helping out with communications and at Generation Gen Jazz again this year, and Andrew, VK5MAS, has stepped up to the plate to oversee the team. We thank Andrew, VK5KET, for his efforts in this regard since we first started helping with this prestigious event. Just a quick reminder to book your accommodation now for our 2025 annual convention and the Australian Fox Hunting Championships on the King's Birthday long weekend on Saturday the 7th and Sunday the 8th of June. Planning for this year's event is well in hand, and the most up-to-date information can be found on our website at surge.org.au. I repeat, surge.org.au. That's all lowercase. Click on conventions and then 2025 for all the latest information. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And now from Wison, South Australia.
Good morning, fellow ham radio operators and hobbyists. This is VK5 LSB with some news and notes on behalf of WISE South Australia and its committee. WISE South Australia are holding our first Saturday technical session on Saturday the 22nd of March 2025 from 10 a.m. with doors opening around 9 a.m. on the morning, so that you can bring in your equipment, laptops, transceivers, etc., and be set up and ready for assistance if required. From 10 a.m. down at the Scouts SA Centre for Adventurous Activities, located at Anstam View, North Goonoo. This first event is to be a digital modes day, which will be hosted by Wison SA Digital Working Party team, and the event is being coordinated by Mr. Lewis Coleshill, VK5FLY. There will also be a field set up to educate and display various digital modes on the day. On the day, the digital support team will be assisting providing education, support and assistance with programming, configuring your transceivers, digital equipment, along with interfacing to your laptops, etc., to be able to utilise JS8 Call, APRS, Meshtastic, Winlink, etc. So make a note and put this event in your diaries now so you don't forget for next Saturday, the 22nd of March from 10 a.m. You will also be required on the day to bring an extension lead and power board along, and also a dummy load if you have one to facilitate RF transmissions across the hall with your equipment. Every attendee of the day will be provided, as always, with a free barbecue, lunch and soft drinks on the day, along with a social get-together interaction of amateur radio operators where skills and ideas can be shared over lunch, and no amateur guests will go home hungry or thirsty on the day. For further clarification, please visit the Wison SA Facebook page for further details regarding this broadcast and Wison SA events updates. This has been David, VK5LSB, and on behalf of the Wison SA committee, saying thank you for listening and looking forward to volunteering alongside of you all at the next event. Cheers all and stay safe, 73.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QR, with the AREG news for the 16th of March. AREG's next meeting will be on Friday the 21st of March. We will have a talk from David Rowe, VK5DGR, on the new Radio Auto Encoder, or RADI, digital voice mode. RADI is a new approach to HF digital voice and combines machine learning techniques with classical DSP to send high-quality speech over low SNR HF channels. Come along and find out about the cutting edge in HF digital voice technology. Doors open at 7 p.m, with the presentations kicking off at 7:30 p.m. For our remote members, the meeting will be broadcast on Zoom and will also be recorded for later viewing on YouTube. For our April meeting, which falls on the Good Friday public holiday, AREG is currently planning on having a combined picnic, park activation and fox hunt in a park in the Adelaide area. Currently, it's looking like this will likely be at the Morialta Conservation Park, but keep an eye on the AREG website for details as we get closer towards the day. As usual, for more information on this and other upcoming AREG events, check out the website at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.